Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Albert.
Hi, Albert. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Doing all right. What can I do for you today, Albert?
So I had a question. I see that, in my neighborhood, fiber's been laid down. I see some of the homes are being hooked up. I had a question about the actual like installation. So how do you get the connection from the, I guess, the road, the yard into the homes? You have to like go into the homes and run cable inside the house, or?
So, I mean, yes and no. So, essentially, what will happen is if you sign up for service, we put it all into the system, and then we have a team that handles the drop cables, which is the cable that connects the outside of your home to the fiber at the street. And then we will, on the day of installation, we will run the fiber cables through the same areas that you currently have your current provider's cables. Unless you would
No.
prefer a new entry point.
No. Okay. Well, I'm just trying. Okay, I'm just trying to think because, so I have a townhouse, and I know that, and I'm a middle unit. I know that my cable, my you know, I have a spectrum. It comes, through the front of the house, through the garage, down, down somewhere through the basement, which is finished. So all, the ceilings are sealed, and then it comes up the side, up the wall to the second floor where my current connection is at,
Modem and
my modem's at.
router.
Yeah, so you have to come in and actually like run lines for, so yeah, so that's what I thought. So you have to do some, for lack of better words, this destructive work to get the cables where you need it, right?
So we don't typically go up through any walls or any ceilings if they're sealed. We can definitely have someone take a look during the install process, and they'll get you connected the best way possible
Okay.
without having to do some home renovations.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've answered my question. I know, my neighbor, he also lives, he has a townhouse as well, and he had his done earlier in the week, so I'm going to go pay him a visit, see how he really
Yeah,
feels about that.
absolutely. If you know somebody who has already had the install, they can definitely kind of guide you a little bit more on how their install went, especially if they have a similar layout to your home, then absolutely that would actually be the best option.
And now, because I've seen the crews here working in my neighborhood, so you have and it looks like the running from the street to the outside of the house, it's like it's been subbed out. So you have like crews that do that, and then you have a different install team that runs from the outside to inside the house. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct because
Okay.
we have a tendency of burying, or rather, it's actually micro trenching, where
Yeah.
we'll bury the cable about 6 to 8 inches deep. So it's not very deep and it doesn't damage the lawn, at least not much at all, just the area where the cable's going to go. So as far as that goes, so we have an outdoor team for that. Sometimes we will do it on the same day as install, but
Okay.
we do prefer to get it done on a separate day.
Okay. All
That
right.
way,
Well,
we already know that all the light levels are good before the installation actually occurs.
perfect. All right. Well, you've been really helpful. This information, helps a lot. It's just a matter of, and I gotta, my wife and I were discussing this yesterday. She said, "Well, how do they get this stuff to the house?" And I said, "Well, they're gonna have to bring cable in, right?" It's like,
Yeah,
"No."
absolutely.
So yeah, so we'll see. All right. So
Yeah, because the fiber cable is very different from the coaxial cable.
yep, absolutely. All right. Well, you've been really, like I said, it's been very helpful. I'm gonna go visit my neighbor and see how his installation went.
Absolutely.
Well,
Anytime, Albert. And if you do have any other questions, feel free to give us a call. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you may have.
okay, great. Thank you very much. Actually, no, I got
Also,
one more question. I
yeah,
know
go for
you.
it.
I got a mailer that you had a promo that ends on the 5th. Are there going to be any more of those, or is
Oh,
that?
yes.
Okay,
So,
okay. All right.
don't
That
worry.
yeah.
That's actually typically our everyday price.
Okay. Yeah.
So, as far as that goes, it's if you sign up for the auto pay through your checking account and your paperless billing, then you get $10 off of the regular price of the internet. So, for example,
Oh,
our one
perfect.
gig is $79.99. Our 2 gig is $99.99. And then when you sign up for the auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing, it goes down to $69.99 for the 1 gig and $89.99 for the 2 gig. If you want to sign up with credit or debit card for your auto pay, you can, but it would only give you a $5 discount.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been very helpful. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Yeah, anytime, Albert. So just feel free to give us a call. We'll help walk you through the setup, or you can go through the setup with us. And, we'll take it from there.
Well, great. Hopefully I'll be able to switch over from Spectrum soon because they suck.
I've heard. I've definitely heard some stories.
Well, you have a great weekend. Thanks again for your help.
You as well, Albert. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.